When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny, we're all here. And
hello.
Hello. It's lovely to see you.
Hey.
Hey. Yesterday, we talked about a red flag situation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if there ever was one. So, I do have some response to that. And then I do have another one that we can get to a little bit later, but Because we stream these at 10 a.m., if you didn't hear yesterday's, I'll just give you.
Oh, you're caught. So you gotta redo it a little bit.
I'll give a quick kind of recap of.
There you go.
Of this, so let's see. A friend writes about a girlfriend of hers who has found a guy on Tinder. They started dating just before Thanksgiving, say. It's now, so it's, we're pushing 2 months. She doesn't know the guy's last name still. He has been in, three helicopter crashes, one of which left him stranded, floating in the ocean for 48 hours, hopefully somewhere warm.
A warm place, 48 hours, you would get hypothermia.
You would also just be exhausted and just say, I give up, I'm going to let go now.
Well, look, I don't want to defend the liar guy. I'm just saying there are ways you can last in terms of floating as opposed to, you know, treading water.
Right.
If it's not high seas, you mm-hmm. might be able to, there might be ways you could last. But hypothermia would eventually get you. This idea that he was in a helicopter crash in the middle of the ocean and no one came for him.
Maybe it was like in the Caribbean and the water's 80 degrees. You know, maybe
but
it was
real.
Oh, maybe it was someplace where the salt content was really high and he was especially buoyant and he just floated at the top.
And still you're a member of the armed forces and they would have an idea where you are.
They'd come looking for you.
Yep. Even if you were, you know, let's say a rebel and
yeah.
took the, you know, a left instead of a right or whatever.
Usually have a little
tracker,
finder, a little
some
tracker
kind,
on
right.
You. He said, I love you on their second date. He wants to remodel this place that he's supposedly an engineer. They're both small business owners. He's supposedly an engineer, but he runs it sounds like a karate school. She's doing well with her business and he wants to come and remodel the second location. It just, honestly, there was a lot there that was clear this guy is lying.
Someone wrote in and said, do not let someone wire your place. They'll put hidden cameras in there. It's her business, so it's not like it's where she showers. So what do you want hidden cameras in somebody's business for?
So somebody else said, and I thought this was a really good point and might expose him on several levels. You say, I will let you. He said that he's remodeled. The reason she hasn't seen where he lives is because he bought a house and he's remodeling the bedroom and bathroom. So she mm-hmm. can't go there. So I think that a really easy way to expose him or find out that he's absolutely telling the truth, which he isn't,
right.
is to say, yeah, you can c- come and you can do the remodel on my place, but I am going to need to see what you're doing at your house first. I want to see how your work looks. I want to see the conditions there. I want you to show me, you know, how you wired things, you know, whatever it is. Just like, that's a good excuse to see this non-existent house, and also to maybe rule him out as a person who could do the remodel for you. But he's the man of her dreams, according to her. So this friend right. sits down hearing all about it, and the friend is going, I have 50 million questions. This guy sounds like a complete liar. And the friend's like, he's everything I've ever wanted. So we get to talking about red flags.
Yeah.
So now you're pretty much caught up.
The situation's pretty scary. I will say, in not his defense again, because I don't want to defend him. He's shady. He should be giving her last name to begin with. You shouldn't right. be like, you can't know who I am.
Right.
What?
Jizz Guzzler as a last name. I can see why you'd want to hold off, as you mentioned yesterday.
As soon as you just said that, I went, oh, yeah, I forgot. We were, whoops. Anyway.
We go down all the paths.
Yeah. There's definitely been times, and I can't say that all women are super clean and neat and have wonderful smelling beds that almost feel like they've been washed in heaven.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But some women do, and I've definitely dated a lady where I didn't want to go to my house. I want to be at your house. The pillows smell wonderful.
Oh.
The sheets are all incredibly comfortable.
Oh.
And now as I've aged, I've been able to buy things for myself, and I have a much nicer place now. But there was a day when everything this chick had was a step up from what I had.
So it's possible he wants to come to your house because it's so fresh smelling.
She always had these expensive lotions. She'd be like, how much of that did you use? And then she'd pull the thing off and be like, oh my God, you took a scoop out of that. That's like you use less than a pee.
Yeah.
Less than a pee. And I'm like, but I have to do my whole head.
Oh, boy.
Girls have good stuff.
Yeah,
I want to say that. Yeah. There's something special.
And it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the lower end stuff can be $100 for a couple ounces,
yeah,
you know?
My 3-step face wash, if it's not on sale, is usually like $80 and I can get it. But I always wait for it to go on sale or if they're having a special, so I can get it for 60 or 50, which is still too much for face wash, but got to like,
well,
you
found something that you like.
Yeah, you got to put in the time, you know.
You have pretty good skin. It looks good. I mean,
yeah. I mean,
but you wear makeup, so it's hard to tell.
I haven't been wearing makeup because I'm like, who do I got to impress? Nobody.
Yeah. Well, I still only see you on the Zoom. If we came in, would you put on makeup?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, really?
I
think Beefcake just said, we're brand new. How about impressing me? We're brand new.
I still wear
makeup when I...
You haven't gone. I have sweatpants and
no, I haven't.
She's just
done
saying,
that yet.
You know, she's not trying to work Brian at the station or anything.
Yeah,
you know,
here I'm like, it's right. like 3 a.m. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but I mean,
okay,
later. That.
What did people suggest?
So, there's a couple responses here, and both of them, they're totally separate people sent from totally different places, and they both reference the same podcast. That it might be a good thing to... I just thought, oh my God, both people coming from completely different places.
Oh.
So one of them says, so I'm listening to the Rosie and Dick story. That's the name of the friend, Rosie, and then Dick, who is the dick in question.
Right.
And holy red flags, Batman. I listened to a podcast called Something Was Wrong. And this girl will absolutely be an episode on the show if she doesn't punt. This dude is most likely suffering from an actual mental disorder that makes him literally have to lie and con people. I'm not kidding when I say I've heard the same situation from women who survived something just like this. And Rosie needs to get out now, like now, before he gets dangerous. Maybe he won't, but she shouldn't stick around to find out. If you don't listen to the podcast, I highly recommend it. Maybe the friend can casually suggest she start listening to it, and Rosie will be like, wow, this guy sounds just like my dick. And maybe she'll wake the fuck up. So, and then to throw in something sexy, says Jay, who's writing this, I finally let my husband boop the back door over the weekend on a little parents' getaway in Tahoe, and he was freaking stoked, all thanks to you guys. And by boop, she means he actually plooped it. He didn't just... Because I think the boop was just like, boop, just surprised with your tongue. Boop.
Right. But
boop.
He, you
nice.
Know.
He nailed it.
Good for
Here's another one. Hey, friends, I have some thoughts about the red flags, bad advice you read on January 10th. First of all, the dude is so full of shit. He sounds like a sociopath. He could very well have met her family and friends and lied to them, too. Sociopaths are pathological liars, and they go to great lengths to manipulate people. They will also create fake people, identities, and stories that they keep up to dupe their mark. Secondly, I feel so badly for people who are in the writer's friend situation. I have a few single friends, and once you're out of college and with COVID going on, you have zero dating pool. You have to resort to dating apps or you don't meet anyone new. They may believe anything because they want so badly to be with someone.
Agreed.
When the writer talks to her friend, I think she should ask if the friend has any reservations or if there's anything she's curious about with this guy. Then focus on making that an issue to see if she can see it. I think the last name thing after a few months is strange. I listened to this podcast called Something Was Wrong about a girl from Sacramento who met and got engaged to a sociopath. The stories he told and the way he shapeshifted into everything she ever wanted and won over her family are just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Aside from pulling the wool over her eyes and tricking her into loving him, when she finally figured it out and left him, he was like, whatever, about the whole thing. Oh, you're leaving? This is over? Okay.
On to the next one.
On to the next one.
You know who lies a lot, too, are cokeheads. If you've ever been around a cokehead, they are full of shit. So maybe he's that, too.
Maybe he's a cokehead. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, they just want to talk, cokeheads. They just talk because talking's so great. And of course you want to hear what I have to say because I want coke. And I'm so interesting. And here's something I don't even know why I'm saying this. This never even happened to me. Coke, 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 coke. Don't do it. You're a jerk on it.
I wish we could drop into a room where you were all high on coke with a friend all high on coke and just listen to you two one-up each other with bullshit.
Yeah. Don't you wouldn't want that. So glad those days are behind me. Although sometimes after a couple of drinks, I'm like, oh, you know, it'd be great. But no, Sarah, it wouldn't be. God. Maybe, though. But probably not. Just having a sip of my coffee.
No,
hoping
see
someone
that.
Else
with
will
some,
talk.
With some coke?
No, I didn't have it. I don't have. I'm not into coke. I've done it. I've definitely done it. I know why. I've been full of shit on coke too, but it's not my thing. I don't like uppers.
Yeah,
that's why I liked booze. I wanted to come down. I'm already up.
Yeah, I am definitely the opposite of that. If I that's why I would never try meth or I because I just know I'd love it. I just would. I can't do that. I can't be a part of
that. And you know
that.
What's weird about the there's a common thread that I've noticed among people who've done meth, and they'll say things like, the first time I did it, my house had never been cleaner.
Right.
And it's like that thing where they're full of energy and they're just ready to finish, tackle any project.
Right.
And I can see why that you would sell it to yourself that way. Look how much I got done.
Right. Oh, my God. I was on fire. House. The whole place is amazing. And I picked up the kids and I did all the
I was at it for 8 hours and I'm not even tired.
Right.
So
but
I
maybe
see
one
how
more
that.
Hit.
Yeah. Well, right. And next thing
then
you know, your teeth
again,
are falling
and
out.
Then I bumped again. Yeah.
Is that what that means?
I'm just kidding. I think so. Doing crystal meth will fuck you up until you...
Yeah. Yeah. I just like that lyric. And I'm like, oh.
Bumped again and then
that makes sense
again.
Now
I remember that term. Let me get a bump.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, all right.
White lines. Hi, Ray. Okay, so are we done with the lying liar who lies? Great.
Yeah, I mean it's so clear.
No, not
to everybody.
But you're the
but
other lying
chick,
liar.
So,
lies.
And I do. I'm with the person who said I feel sorry for her. It's unfortunate. She's so desperate for. You know, a partner and interaction and connection that she's not seeing all of the signs.
She doesn't want to see them. It's like we said yesterday, you know, love is blind. You're just whatever he sees, amazing. And we just find ourselves, then we wake up from that and go, what the fuck is going on in my life?
I mean, what's the percentage of a chance? Just guess, obviously, that this guy's actually... All the things he says he is.
0.0000001.
Not even 1%?
Yeah. No. Oh, far below 1. Not even 1/1000th of a percent. Not even 1/10000th of a percent.
Would be nice if it was all real and he turns out to be a
Oh, God. I mean, true American hero. But his last name's Finkeldick, so... or whatever. Guzzle smut.
Jizz gobbler.
Right, jizz
gobbler. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
And that's why I didn't want to tell her. That's the thing, you know? Well, now you're going to be Rosie Finger Munch. You know, I don't know. Whatever
finger
the name
munch.
Is. I don't know. I just can't think of anything. Come, and I keep saying come guzzler. Is it come...
It doesn't matter. Come burglar.
Come burglar. Jizz gobbler. Jizz gobbler. Jizz gobbler. Jizz gobbler. My name is Rosie Jizz Gobbler. I know.
Save that.
Very
Bryn.
Unfortunate.
That sounds like a jingle to the beginning, the opening of a show, the song intro.
Oh, right. The show's called The Jizz Gobbler. Mr. and Mrs. Jizz Gobbler. Okay, here we go. Next thing. Hey, radio family. Don't say my name. I've been listening for over 20 years. I moved to Oregon over 4 years ago. Still listening daily thanks to Odyssey.
Odyssey.
She actually says cue sound effect. And
how many times would you say you've actually swallowed cum?
Less than 10.
Less than 10?
Yeah. I don't do that. Huh. Yuck. It's gross.
So you've done it.
Sure.
Because you couldn't run off to the sink, like you felt guilty that
I don't
you weren't
know. I mean, I,
like
truthfully,
stuff,
it's been or? Honestly so long. Like,
oh, you I'm, don't do it for John at all?
Oh,
huh?
No. Even if something gets in my mouth,
jizz
I'm,
all, is
I'm
gross.
All immediately. Get that out. Ugh. So
oh,
gross.
Boy, that's too bad.
Yeah. Pre-cum, I don't mind.
Well, pre-cum can't, nothing can stop that.
No,
that's
but,
happening.
No, but pre-cum actually, it's almost like, you know, I'll get some of that on my tongue and I'll give me a, I'll give him a big wet
oh,
French
geez.
Kiss.
Whoa.
He likes that.
She just made the.
Nice, Sarah.
That was a very porn
my mom taught me
made.
How to French
how to
kiss.
French kiss.
My mom said, oh, hon, you don't know how to French kiss? Here, let me show you. Is that at the end of the
yeah, I just was
questions?
Curious.
Okay,
if that's,
great.
You just,
right.
you, so 10 times and each time
less
you're
than
like,
that.
I'm never doing that again.
You should ask me that question.
Oh, yeah. Write that one down.
Yeah.
That's what a about good question you, Nikki? Did you say him?
Oh, did you say you should ask me that question
no,
or
me
that question? Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, I guess you're
I feel
asking.
Like, I feel like
so
she's
how
done
much
it like
cum
20
do
times.
You drink, Coco?
Do I drink? Not that much. Like, yeah, not that much. I want to say.
Listen, I gave a number. Less, I mean,
less than five.
Oh, less than five times in your life, you've gulped that down.
Yeah.
And it, each time, did you make a scene like Sarah just did with the?
It's just. I feel like it's just not graceful for us, and it's just like.
Well, it's not graceful if you got to do like, that. Yeah. There's nothing graceful about that. That's clearly
like,
a rejection.
Oh, now I'm gonna swallow.
Exactly.
There's just running outside and unscrewing the fire hydrant and opening that thing up is not a compliment.
It's just there's so much going on. Like
I'm actually yep, tearing up from gagging. Yep, there you go. It's like a survivor.
I did it.
See, it's all
nothing
gone.
Nothing there. Thank you. I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. How about you thank me profusely now because I had to do that. so gross.
But I'm just curious what V would say.
Oh, she
does sure
everything
V's
else.
Game.
She's
V
all,
is game.
Here, put it in this jar with the rest of it. I'm saving this for a milkshake.
I'll add it with my collagen for my coffee.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Collagen coffee. I forgot about that. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Collagen coffee.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Did she say that on The Secret Show or The Happy Hour?
I forgot, but...
Did you hear about that, Vin?
Collagen coffee?
She takes a spoonful of collagen and puts it in her coffee and drinks
yes,
it.
Yes, so does Jennifer Aniston.
That's the one she uses. Yeah.
She does TV commercials for it everywhere.
Oh my God.
It's not even close to rare or weird.
So it must have been The Happy Hour. The first time I ever heard of it was last Friday.
I know it's really common, like what she was saying for her hair and stuff. A lot of women use it for, it helps like your face, like anti-wrinkles and stuff. So
it's got a lot of health benefits.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put anything in my coffee because I want my coffee to taste like my coffee. But I would put collagen. I mean, I don't, but I would probably do it if it was proven to me that there are health benefits.
It's apparently tasteless.
Oh, all right.
You just mix it in. Yeah, so, I mean, are these things... You know, did scientists say, or is it just like, here, put this in your coffee?
Well, all this dummy? Is health stuff, right?
So, right, that's what I'm always worried
about.
It's like,
just as easy to find someone who will tell you should drink your urine because it'll make you insert any wild idea.
Right, and anecdotally speaking, I mean, this cured my herpes. I mean,
the funniest part of that story is this guy's been doing it. He says, I've been drinking my own urine for 30 years for different ailments. So his excuse for drinking his urine then is whatever problem's ailing him at the time.
This guy drinks his own urine because he loves the taste of urine. Right. And people around him are like, no, you can't drink my urine. He's like, well, I guess I'll just have to drink my own again. So he doesn't even go into the bathroom. He just has his cup on his desk. He takes his coffee cup when he's done with that, and then he pees into that. Almost done. And then he, oh, delicious. Well, good afternoon delight.
Yuck.
It's fucking bogus. All right.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
Anyway, we're one line into this. I don't know how we get off.
My bad.
This,
but... I'm sure it's my fault.
Oh, right. It is your fault because you went back and asked the question about swallowing. Okay. Hey, radio family. I live in Oregon. Here's my problem. My husband and I flew to the Bay Area for Christmas to celebrate with his family for the first time in 3 years, thanks to COVID.
Hello, dear. We missed you.
Actually, she says they flew here thanks to vaccines.
They
felt able to. My husband's sister, let's call her Kelly. She is a nasty drunk. Not an alcoholic, Vinny, just at parties. When drinking, she has always been cruel, degrading, and actually told me she hated me once to my face several years ago. This all despite my having a happy marriage to her brother for almost 20 years and going strong. I have never reciprocated her distasteful behavior, never picked a fight, never confronted her, always forgiving her bullying because she was drunk. This Christmas, Kelly decides to blow up Christmas dinner and maybe all future family gatherings by screaming obscenities at me at full volume across the table. I'm a nurse, and I work at a major pediatric hospital on an acute care ward. An acute care unit. At the dinner table.
That's got to be the hardest job.
Agreed, right?
Working with really sick kids. I mean, there's nothing more. Not only are the kids breaking your heart, the parents are dying 1,000 deaths every minute. Oh. Go ahead.
She says that she starts complaining very loudly about COVID regulations. And I should say that Kelly, the sister who is drunk, is also fully vaccinated.
Okay.
She's, you know, it's not like she's an anti-vaxxer or whatever, but she's complaining about COVID regulations. This writer says, as a healthcare worker, I had to disagree with her. I risk my health to help others every day, and having to watch medically fragile children fight a preventable disease because their parents refuse to get vaccinated. She went off on a rant, calling me names, cussing at me, left the table in an angry huff, and then proceeded to scream profanity at me from the other room. She wasn't done. She had just left the room and didn't want to hear anything back, I guess, so she could just yell from the other room. Keep in mind, she's fully vaccinated. She intentionally tried to bait me and lost her shit when I didn't get angry or aggressive and just said, I disagree. I watched the tragedy unfold. I did not respond other than to tell her to go away if she didn't want to hear it. Other family members who agreed with me picked up the conversation and continued the discussion without her. Needless to say, the entire evening was utterly ruined by her horrible behavior. Blah, blah, blah. And my husband and I booked an early flight home to avoid seeing her again. So they finally get home to the Bay Area and this lady ruins it all.
Right.
Even though it meant less time with so many others we love and miss, I was devastated, but I'm done letting her walk all over me just to keep peace. I have no desire to be part of any event involving Kelly. I've put up with her crass and belligerent comments for 21 years. Am I the asshole if we no longer make my husband's family one of our priorities? He's not feeling very charitable towards Kelly right now, but she is his sister and he will move on for the sake of his family. In other words, he'll forgive and forget. And this lady's like, I'm done doing that. As for me, I feel like washing my hands of her once and for all. What should I do? Do I confront her? Do I send him to visit without me? Do I just go and not speak to her? I would love an unbiased opinion here. I'm not going to say her name. I'll say A. You know, that's the hard thing about family. You're fucking stuck with them. And unless they murder someone, there's going to be someone on the other side of the family trying to get you to, oh, you guys, it just, you know, for Thanksgiving, just make it through the day. And so it comes down to your own feelings of fortitude. Can you
I would
swallow
say,
it? Sure, you can. Do you want to? No.
I would say maybe just have him go without her. Like, her husband can go. But when it comes to, like, big events, like, let's say, like, there's weddings or funerals or graduations, like, you're going for somebody else, not for Kelly. So just go for them and focus on them. Right. But besides that, if she bothers you that much, have your husband go so he doesn't cut off the relationship with his family.
But don't let him spend his Thanksgivings apart from you. I would say yeah. that, you know, you are his family now and you're his priority. I would be pissed if it was any other way. The family unit stays together, and whether we go see your family or my family, if you want to visit your family, you can do that on you time. But
yeah, like a random weekend.
Yeah, right. Go see your fucking sister, that cunt. God, what a bitch.
Or the weekend after Thanksgiving. Like, sure. Have Thanksgiving together, and then he flies up and be like, oh, we'll do a mini Thanksgiving with his family.
Right.
And Christmas.
So, Bryn, do you guys have any strife in your family?
You can't... You can't just not attend family gatherings.
No, I agree with Nikki. So, I think, you know, if it's a wedding or some specific thing for somebody else, I think you go and you just
maybe you make
avoid
a point
her
and just say, I cannot communicate with you anymore. I'm not going to talk to you. And that's that, you know.
I'll bet you that she's pretty nice when she's not drunk. I bet, you know, so at the beginning of the wedding, everything will be fine. They just don't sit at the same table with her because you just don't need her screaming and yelling. Who does that? Screaming and yelling.
Drunk people do,
yes,
Sarah.
Vinny,
so
you're actually correct. There. It
first
is.
Of all, I would say to the lady who wrote, I'll offer you a compliment first. You've been very grown up about something that you
for
could
21
easily
years.
Have not been very grown up about. So you should actually be proud of yourself. You're not an asshole. You're actually someone who's doing the grown-up thing in many ways. Now, I can tell you right now that I have a tendency. There's a point where I have to say to anyone, I don't care who they are, even my mom or dad, anybody, at some point you have to say, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Mm-hmm. Like, honest to God, what? Hold on. And then I take the champagne ball and I break it on the table and hold the glass to her neck.
Oh, no, just slash her face. That'll wake her up.
Okay.
That'll, yeah.
So, look, I think you're being grown up. You're managing this well. Mm-hmm. I think for the sake of the fan, I wouldn't put up with that shit at all. I wouldn't break the glass and threaten the lady's life.
Not.
But I wouldn't go. I'd be a big fucking baby about it. And I would say, this is going to end up in a fight. And I'm not going to go do that. I have better things to do. I could sit and stare at a wall and be happier than have some drunk bitch egging me on all the time. I don't need it. So no, I'm not going. So that's the childish way to handle this.
But either, knowing that about yourself, that's the decision you make. I mean,
right. But either you're going to fight and you're now you're that person.
Right.
And that's where I'd end up, I'm sure. I'd end up trying to defend myself and make the thing way worse. Or I'd say, I don't let people treat me like that. I'm not going. So I'll just, and even if that ended with me sitting home alone on Thanksgiving because he went to his family's, I wouldn't be bummed about that. I can do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's football games on. I have friends. So, but that's where that goes. So I don't know that there's a clean way to deal with someone who's an angry drunk.
Right.
I just don't. There's unless you can show up, and as soon as sister has that third drink, there's
a cutoff.
There's usually the drink that puts them over the top.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe that's when you say, I will be excusing myself now because I won't be.
I'm not going to be treated.
I'm
like
not
this.
Open for getting ripped apart by some drunk chick.
Yeah. I'm not some new girlfriend either, by the way. I've been married to your brother for 20 years, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, and that's another
anymore.
Thing, you know, like drunk thoughts or sober thoughts, and maybe like her actions. Like maybe she, not trying to stir the pot, but maybe this Kelly has something against her because.
Maybe she's in love with her brother.
Maybe. But it's just weird that like she just gets so aggressive towards her, and it's been so many years. It's like,
I know.
Why? Like, not well, why now, but just why you're being a bitch to me.
Just sometimes people are oil and water, you know? You just didn't like them to start with, and it doesn't get any better.
We're not hearing the story about the sister. It doesn't sound like she has a partner. It doesn't sound like that. Look.
I wonder why.
I'll give you, right, exactly. And I'll give you another example of something that sort of pops out to me is if that was happening at my parents' dinner table, I would expect either one of my parents, now my dad has passed, but just for the sake of the argument, would say, bite your fucking tongue right now. You're at my table. You're not going to talk to people like that. The end.
You're
that
cut
ends
off
here,
and I'm
or
calling
you, can leave.
You an Uber right,
right
now.
So I'm surprised her husband's parents haven't jumped in to say, hold on, honey, you and your drink.
People are like this, though, because nobody wanted to cause a scene. Like, this person's already causing a scene. But sometimes you're scared, like, not necessarily scared that they're going to do bodily harm to you, but you don't want to say anything to upset this person. And that's their own way of controlling a situation, and you, is by just doing, you know, it's almost like narcissistic. Like, I can do whatever I want, but if someone did that, I'd be complaining about them for
Yeah, but
years.
Going off of what Vinny said, that's true, because sometimes when this happens in my family, when somebody becomes really drunk and it's like embarrassing, we pull them to the side and be like, you need to calm it down.
Yeah.
And so it just sounds
How
like nobody.
Coffee?
Yeah, it just sounds like nobody over the years has told Kelly, can you not do this
yeah,
tonight?
Yeah, she's out of control.
Yeah, it seems
sure
like
the family sees it though.
Yeah, they probably
oh,
do,
yeah,
but they don't
they
say
do.
Anything, which contributes to
well,
her
they don't
behavior.
Want her turning her wrath on them. They're like, oh, it's great that the outlaw is getting all the guff.
We got a scapegoat.
Because, right, man, remember when it used to be us? Oh, that's no good. That sister's a bitch.
Yeah, I'm surprised that no one's jumped in, but you could be right. That might be something that's been an ongoing issue in this young lady's life, her whole life, and
sounds like it.
The parents have never been able to deal with it, and it's always gone unchecked.
Yeah. Plus, there's no reasoning with a drunk person, too. You start to try to tell a drunk person what they're doing wrong, and they are now you're going to get it because they're an asshole. So, no,
yeah,
you're,
but
not,
you would,
you're not the asshole. The,
if this is always the way it goes at the holidays, you would expect mom, even more so than dad, but someone to pull that person aside even the next day and say, look, from now on, when you're over here, you don't get to drink because you are a fucking cunt
you're
when you
mess.
Drink. And you
yeah.
ruin dinner when you drink. So you're going to save your drinks till you get home.
Yep. We'll give you a bottle to take home with you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Right.
Hey, can I ask a question, Bryn? I know we have like a half hour slot to do the secret show in on the Odyssey app. If we go long, it doesn't cut off or anything,
no,
does it?
No, it does not.
It goes as long as it needs to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Because we are going to end things now because we can turn this around and get this up in time for that 10 o'clock deadline. Thank you for writing. I love the responses to yesterday's, and I think that this is, and I would like to say to this lady, no, you're not the asshole. You actually seem like the grown up in the room. You can send an email to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Rosie Jizgobbler signing off.
Can we change the Rosie name? Because that reminds me of my mom.
Oh.
Oh.
Nope, too late, but we won't say it again. Give me the magic word.
Okay. The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?